The Name, Part 2.
It is written, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let us praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you, O Lord, have magnified your word above your name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, put his name on you and your children and bless you. To you and all your family, to all those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined you and your house to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made you and your children accepted in the beloved. According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgment of the truth which is according to godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, to you, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you and your children by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you and your children may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations.
You, O Lord, have established equity. You have executed justice
and righteousness.
Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth.
The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. You, O Lord, love righteousness and justice.
The earth is full of all your goodness. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgment are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore,
the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings.
In the name that is above all other names, Jesus Christ, our buckler, our high tower, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, author of eternal life, King, eternal, immortal, invisible, our glory, our maker, the author and finisher of our faith, who searches the minds and hearts, may the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, clothe you and your people with the garments of salvation, cover you with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with his jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, and the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Praise the Lord, O our soul. Bless his holy name. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of your heart and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let us sing praise to the Christ of God, Jesus Christ, that name which is above all names, he who is the captain of the Lord's host, the beloved Son, called faithful and true, the firstborn from the dead, the just one, the high priest over the house of God, the covenant of the people, our advocate with the Father, our crown of glory, our diadem of beauty, a royal diadem in the hand of God, he who lives and was dead, and behold, he lives forevermore, he who by himself purged our sins, and signs and wonders may be done by you through the name of God's holy servant, Jesus. In Christ we pray that you and your people will believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will follow him, and these signs will follow you. In his name, Jesus Christ, you will cast out demons, you will speak with new tongues, you will take up serpents, and if you drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt you. You will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. It is written, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. His name, Jesus Christ, be magnified forever. All peoples of the earth will know his name and fear him. He is the Lord of glory, appointed heir of all things, raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God in the heavenly places, our deliverer, our great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world, an everlasting light, our merciful and faithful high priest, the ruler over the kings of the earth, the Holy One, he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead.
King of kings and Lord of lords, the first and the last, and beside him there is no God. Let his name be magnified throughout the whole earth. In likeness of Melchizedek, he arose as high priest who came according to the power of endless life. Because he, Jesus Christ, continues forever, he has an unchangeable priesthood. As a son over his own house, whose house you and your family are, if you hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
He who is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. He who lives to make intercession for us, in his name, Jesus Christ, a high priest who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who offered up himself as a sacrifice once for all, the Son who has been perfected forever, appointed high priest by the word of the oath of God, a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, the Lord Most High, Lord of both the dead and the living, the Lord of the harvest, Lord even of the Sabbath, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, for God the Father has sent his seal on him, our master. He gives aid to the seed of Abraham, which you are, and being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. To him who is counted worthy of more glory than Moses, O King of the nations, King of the saints, to him who is true, called faithful and true, we give thanks. Jesus Christ, he who came as high priest of the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with human hands, with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, who has entered the holy places of heaven to appear in the presence of God for you and all your people. In Jesus Christ, who appeared
to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, who sits at the right hand of God,
who by one offering has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, and his enemies are made his footstool. In the name of Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whom God set forth to be a propitiation by his blood through faith.
Who gave himself for you and your family, that he might redeem you from every lawless deed.
Who gave himself for you and your people, that he might purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Yes, in his glorious and awesome name, let you be one with him and one with God, Christ in you, and you in Christ, for he gives you the glory which God gave him, that you may be one, just as he and God are one, that you may be made perfect in one. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, holy and true, for just and true are his works, just and true are his ways, true and righteous are his judgments, for he is called faithful and true, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Yes, in his holy name we bless you, Jesus Christ, King of glory, righteous judge, holy servant, the faithful witness, he who sits on the throne, he who is ready to judge the living and the dead, he who has the keys of Hades and of death, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, he who is from the beginning, the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. He is Christ, the chosen of God, the rod of the stem of Jesse, the branch that grew out of his roots, the righteous branch, the breath of the Almighty, through whom also God made the worlds, and he is our bridegroom. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. The Lord, the Holy One, let us praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with us. Let us walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. He is great to the ends of the earth. Majesty to the name of the Lord. Let you trust in the name of the Lord, King over all the earth, his name one. For his name is great and might. There is none like him. Know that his name is the Lord our righteousness, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is exalted. The desire of our souls is for his name and for the remembrance of him. Let us trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon our God. Let us love the name of the Lord. Let us fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Let us glorify his name forevermore. In his name we rejoice all day long, the glory of our strength, his great and awesome name. Nations shall fear the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. To his name give glory because of his mercy and because of his truth. Through his name you will trample those who rise up against you. Through him you and your house will push down your enemies. Those who know his name will put their trust in him, for his name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory, for his wondrous works declare that his name is near. You and your people are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, in whom new creation avails. By his blood you are made near, for he himself is your peace, himself being the chief cornerstone, as the truth is in him who delivers you from the wrath to come. He only is your hope, your Savior, your surety of a better covenant, the Lord of glory, your Lord and Savior. May the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in your life through the one, Jesus Christ, so that grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ your Lord. For your gift from God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. To you who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, who became for you wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. For you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, through whom are all things and through whom we live. Praise be to his name, Jesus Christ, for though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might become rich. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, the Prince of Life, the Chief Cornerstone, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost, the true light, for in him is life, and life is the light of men. He being the light of the world, the bread of life, the living bread, which came down from heaven, the resurrection and the life, the true vine, not of this world, but from God and sent by God, teacher and Lord, the great I am, a quickening spirit. In his name, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, his only begotten Son, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, through whom grace and truth came, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, God's holy servant, a man attested by God, in his glorious name, may you and your family have peace through Jesus Christ, for he is Lord of all. Let you take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Thanks to the name of the Lord, for our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. All flesh shall bless his holy name for ever and ever. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. God created all things through Jesus Christ, and his name is remembered in all generations, for he is the desire of the nations. There is no other rock. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you and all of your people. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. We call on our God and Father in the name above all names, Jesus Christ, saying, Oh, that you would bless your child indeed and enlarge your servant's territory, that your hand would be with your beloved in his house.
Keep him as the apple of your eye.
And that you would keep him from evil, that he may not cause pain. For do you not know that you are the apple of his eye? Mercy surrounds you. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, and mercy shall surround you and your family. Grace to you and all your people, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in prayer, making requests for you all with joy, giving thanks for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, and for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. To you and all your family, the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. By the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, to you, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. And God grant that you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the Lord be magnified, for yours, O Lord, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Led by the Spirit of God, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of our souls. And his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In the King of Glory, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. We will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our souls shall be joyful in our God. God said it. We believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.